Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
N99 von der Frankfurter Buchmesse 2018. Wir befinden uns im Arts-Plus-Bereich und wir haben einen Gast, den viele von seinem Erfolgsbuch Die Unperfekten kennen. Er heißt Tom Wagman und in seinem aktuellen Roman Die Gesichter, so heißt es zumindest die deutsche Version, schreibt er über einen Familienvater, der seiner Rolle als Vater nicht so richtig nachkommt, denn er badet stattdessen in seinem Erfolg als Künstler. Tom Wagman ist selbst seit 2 Jahren Vater und in einem Brief an seine Leser erzählt er von den Ängsten, die er vor dieser Verantwortung hatte. Und das ist auch ein Thema, über was wir jetzt reden wollen auf der Frankfurter Buchmesse 2018. Ich sage aber erstmal herzlich willkommen and hello, Mr. Wagman.
Hello, thank you for having me here.
If somebody tries to get a broader perspective about your writing, one could say that one central topic is the family and maybe severe family problems. Your first book was about the loss of a child. In your second book, you dealt with dysfunctional families. And now there's a self-absorbed father in The Italian Teacher. I assume that's no coincidence, or?
Well, I think that probably you could describe a lot of literature that way, as dealing with dysfunctional families. I think that there are more in the books than just the family side of it. But certainly in my latest book, it's very significant because it's a story of one man's life told from childhood to old age, and his entire existence is really formed and determined by the influence of this great artist who is his father, and whom the young man is constantly trying to connect with and impress.
In your letter about The Italian Teacher, you are writing to your readers that you struggled for a really long time before your decision to become a father yourself. What made you struggle?
Well, because I was concerned that the dedication to work might make it impossible for me to be a good father, and that if I were to have a child, then I would be forced to make a decision between continuing to write and therefore neglecting the child, or treating the child properly and neglecting my career. And it was obvious to me that the only morally acceptable choice was to favor the child. And I was worried about that because I had spent all of my 20s and 30s trying desperately to develop a career in writing. And so I was thinking about all of that when I wrote this book, trying to figure out whether it was necessary, what sort of sacrifices, why it was that so often writers who are deemed significant had been incredibly cruel even to their family. So it was an investigation both of the way that artistic works are created, the damage they do, and also my own fears about what I might do to somebody else.
What is your personal answer then?
Well, I don't think that there is a... I think that if I were to give a personal answer, it would imply that there's a general answer. You know, I think that
maybe not, but...
Well, in my case, I mean, I ended up having a child, and I'm very pleased with the decision. But there's no doubt that that having a family complicates one's life, as anybody, whatever they're doing, finds. That there's less time to dedicate yourself to a selfish pursuit. On the other hand, I think that writing fiction is about trying to understand human beings generally and human experience and capture and convey stories within that. And obviously, having a family is one of the key human experiences. So I've also developed that, gained that insight, I hope.
Mm-hmm. You already mentioned the great Pater in your book, The Italian Teacher, and he only cares about his work and his career. Had you the fear to become such a father, to be like, I don't know, not enough there for your child?
Yeah, definitely. That was really one of my fears, and one of the fears that caused me to write this book was to look very closely at the sort of cost and effect that a negligent father could have on a child. Now that I have a child, I have no such fear because I'm always running around after him, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. Maybe a problem for the work, but not for him.
You also said that you aren't the same author or even the same man anymore ever since your son was born. Earlier today, we had another author here from Austria, and he said something quite similar. for me, who isn't a father, what is really so special about the father thing?
Well, I think in some respects it's very personal. In other respects, there are elements that are probably universal and very ordinary. But I don't feel that there's a single specific change that overcame me as a result of it. Just that you find yourself in a totally different circumstance than one you've ever been in, because there's somebody whose very survival is dependent in part on you, and also who will be affected by you in ways that you can predict and ways that you can't. And so it gives you an extraordinary responsibility. And it makes, in my case, one of the things that it's one of the ways it's affected me is in thinking a lot about what it is to be a human being. Because when you're watching a human being take form in that way, then you realize how many of the aspects of life that you have just taken for granted, that you assume are normal and understood, whether it's gravity or eating or looking at things or going outside, all of these very, very basic, simple things have to be experienced and discovered for the very first time, and you're watching somebody discover the world itself. So that's a fascinating revelation, really. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the responsibility. Is it also about the insecurity of what comes next, what's happening to the child and something like this? Is it also a part of the thing?
Yes, I to a degree, you're always worried about that. And I think it was Christopher Hitchens who said that having a child is like having your heart running around in front of you, that you have this thing that that matters immensely to you that you don't have entire control over. So that's certainly true. But in a way, I found that I was more worried about the prospect of it, about everything that could go wrong before he even existed, when I was imagining having a child. And now that he's there, I would be terribly worried if there were a particular problem. But instead, it's just such a fast-moving process. You're busier trying to figure out what's for dinner than anything grand.
Is there something that surprised you the most about being a father?
I suppose that probably what surprised me most is what I was referring to before. It's just this experience of you seeing the world completely differently, and you recognizing that people do come into the world with all sorts of, loaded with certain genetic predispositions and so forth, but at the same time that you do come in pretty much empty, and that's amazing to see that. Mm-hmm.
Tom Wagman. Sein aktueller Roman heißt Die Gesichter, beschäftigt sich mit der Rolle eines Vaters und logischerweise auch mit dem Kind. Ist bei DTV erschienen, kostet 22 Euro und ich sage vielen Dank für das Gespräch. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Detektor FM gibt's übrigens auch als Radio für den ganzen Tag. Wir machen mutiges und unaufgeregtes Radio im Netz. Denn Radio kann mehr sein als Hits, Hits, Hits. Mehr Infos gibt's auf Detektor FM.